While it's always good to look out and see your smiling faces, especially these weeks around holidays like Christmas and Thanksgiving, it's a great joy for me to look out and see the faces of some of our young adult college students who are back home with mom and dad. So please know, you young people, that you're always welcome with us here at church. We're delighted to see you back with us as you prepare for Christmas with your families. Six more days! Now there's a lady who's got a lot of Christmas shopping still to do, right, Linda? Better hurry up, right? 6 days and it's over. Get those presents. Get them wrapped. Get the tree gone. Has it been crazy for you? Some of you are familiar with this little Advent companion from the Magnificat Company. And just the other day, on Tuesday, there was a rather interesting reflection or image from a Monsignor Gregory Malovitz, who I never heard of before. But the image he used was this. He said, you know, when you get in your car and you look at the side view mirror on the passenger side, and there's a little bit of scribble at the bottom of the mirror, and it says, objects are closer than they appear. You know that one? I said to myself, there is definitely an Advent homily in that. Objects are closer than they appear. Well, on one level, that's pretty true, huh? Whenever we start singing every day at daily mass, O come, Emmanuel. When you hear that first reading of Isaiah's famous words, the virgin shall conceive and bear a child. When you hear the story of Joseph's dream, when he meets the angel, says, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. When you hear all those things, you know Christmas is a lot closer than it appears. But I'd like you to go to a little deeper level, especially with the Advent season. Objects are closer than they appear. One, God's presence, remember Emmanuel is God with us. God's presence is closer than it appears, especially when we're struggling, when we're in pain or suffering, when we're confused or uncertain. We don't see God's presence or feel it all the time, but God is close to us even when we don't see it. God's presence is closer than it appears sometimes. Two, for those of us on the backside of 50, it's more realistic than for those of you on the front side of 50. But it's true about all of us. Our physical death is closer than it appears. Last week, we buried an 83-year-old and a 45-year-old. Went out after mass last night, a woman came and said, and they buried a 25-year-old. We don't always live with the horizon of God coming to us in that particular way. But Advent is not just about when Jesus came 2,000 years ago. It's not just about the hope that Jesus will come again in glory. It's about Jesus coming personally in our lives in physical death. That coming is closer than we often think. Our death is closer than it appears. Now, if you want to get ready for that death, as Advent is calling us to be, then tomorrow night is St. Philip and James, and Tuesday night here at St. Elizabeth, and Wednesday night at St. Joe's in Downingtown, all at 7 o'clock, you can come to reconciliation and confession and get your heart ready to meet your Maker. Objects are closer than they appear. Third and finally, the opportunities around us for love, generosity, and service to others, especially others in need, are closer than they sometimes appear. It's a wonderful thing that so many of you participate in the Advent Giving Tree to send gifts to others in need. It's great to make a Thanksgiving meal and pass that dinner on to people who have no food. They're way out there. But sometimes the people who need our love, our care and support, are a lot closer than it appears. In your own home, with your next door neighbor, with the other boy or girl in the classroom, with a fellow worker, people in need, hungry for love and care and support, are a lot closer than they sometimes appear. Advent is about opening up our eyes to see what's there that sometimes is in a blind spot. So yes, I say to you, many objects are closer than they appear. God's presence in our lives is closer than we appear. Our physical death of meeting our Maker is closer than it appears. And our opportunities to care for one another, especially in the home and in the neighborhood and in the community, are a lot closer than they appear. So when you leave church this morning, before you turn on the engine, take a little look at the side view mirror and read the little words. Objects are sometimes closer than they appear. And ask yourself, what's closer than you expect? And how will you respond? And ask God to help you see it clearly.